And that looks like a lot of work. I'm not doing that because you have to do it for a whole year.
I feel like I married up. Hello, everyone, and thank you for watching today. We're going to talk about a special saint that has popped up in our life, particularly Janelle's life. And she's popped up in my life more because I've seen Janelle ask her intercession very, very often. So who are we talking about?
We are talking about Saint Bridget of Sweden. So basically, before Christmas, I had a cousin who came over and he was telling us about how he was doing these prayers. These 15 prayers to Saint Bridget. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And he shared some of the promises that went along with these 15 prayers. And that too kind of, you know, piqued my interest. But I wasn't totally sold on it because, one, I felt like I had no time. So to add an extra like 20 to 30 minutes of prayer into my already full schedule, I just didn't think I could do it.
And these prayers of the Saint Bridget prayers, they take a long time.
Well, they take like 20 to 30 minutes, I would say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to incorporate them into your daily prayer, that's, for most people, that's a good percentage of their daily prayer.
Yeah. And for somebody who falls asleep instantly at night, you can't leave it to the very last minute.
So these prayers came to, I didn't really know about them, actually. So they came to your attention?
Yeah. Actually, I had seen them years ago in this little book called the Pieta. It's got just some different prayers in them in this book, but it also contains the St. Bridget prayers right at the very beginning of the book. But I remember seeing it when I was like 18 or 22 being like, man, that looks like a lot of work. I'm not doing that because you have to do it for a whole year. So St. Bridget.
She lived in the 1300s.
Okay.
She was a very young age. She was a mystic, so she would have visions of Jesus. She was eventually married. Her husband died, and then she became a Third Order Franciscan and devoted herself to prayer and serving the poor. And she continued to have these mystical experiences. And so these prayers came out of her mystical experiences because particularly one day,
one day she really wanted to know the number of blows that Jesus had received during his passion. And so he appeared to her and told her that, this is what he said, "I received 5,480 blows on my body. If you wish to honor them in some way, say 15 Our Fathers and 15 Hail Marys with the following prayers," which he taught her, "for a whole year." So I did the calculations. If you do 15 prayers a day for an entire year, that brings you to almost exactly 5,480 prayers.
Almost exactly.
It's like five short.
It looks like Jesus is off on his math. Anyways.
Anyway. So, but along with this, there are some promises. However, I feel like we have to take all of this with a grain of salt. Because there's different people who say that this is, you know, trustworthy. Other people who say that it's not. Do you want to go into that at all?
A little bit, sure. Well, the prayers themselves have been declared useful by Pope Pius IX in the 1800s. So he said the prayers are useful. The church has not said that the promises associated with the prayers, which we will get to, are 100% sure. It's you know, so it's private revelation. You know, that's where it is. So we're not bound to believe in those private the promises associated with the prayers.
Right.
So Janelle had an interesting perspective on it, though. You said you have really
nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
You know, because, you know, it is appealing to be, like it says, some of the promises are, "I will deliver 15 souls of your lineage from purgatory." Yeah, who doesn't want that? Of course, I would love that. Or 15 sinners of your lineage will be converted. Of course. Like, if I pray these prayers for a whole year and that's going to happen, then I'm going to do it. But at the same time, I'm not going to be like, okay, Jesus, like, where are you, you know, going to fulfill your promises here? I did my prayers. You know, it's up to him, really. And I feel like for me personally, I feel like these prayers are helping me to grow in discipline. They're helping me to be reminded continuously of the passion of Christ, because along with the Our Father and the Hail Mary, you do say a prayer that talks specifically about the different pains that he went through and how his body was pierced and how his arms and legs were stretched upon the cross. And so every single day I'm thinking about the passion of Jesus, and I can't help but feel grateful for what he's done for me.
And you're really we talked earlier before we put the cameras on that you're doing this, not so much because of the promises. I mean, if they happen, they happen. If they don't, that's up to God. Mm-hmm. But you're doing this to honor the wounds of Christ.
That's right. Yeah. And I felt like, you know, I had been doing pretty much the same thing for my prayer life for a while. And I felt like I needed to challenge myself and do something hard. And adding this prayer is a challenge.
Because I'll show you what happens. I'll go up. Janelle goes usually to bed before me because she gets up way earlier than me. So I go upstairs and about to jump in bed, and there's Janelle with her phone, and her face is lit up because the screen's on, and she's fast asleep, and open on the screen is the St. Bridget prayers.
Yes, because you can do them on your phone, you can do them from a book, and someone told me that once you're done doing them for a whole year, you pretty much have them memorized, which would be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm not there yet.
If you're interested in exactly what the prayers are, we're going to make another video, and you can pray them every day if you want. So it's going to be a video with Janelle saying the St. Bridget prayer. So follow the links around this video. So that'll be there for you. Hope you're blessed by that. Any additional thoughts regarding the St. Bridget prayers?
Just do it. Honestly, and maybe I can say that to you too. I guess it's not for everybody, but I just feel like, you know, we can't go wrong honoring Jesus' passion. And we don't need to just leave that for, you know, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. So
One thing that I admire about what you're doing is that you're giving time, 20 minutes every day, to think about our Lord's passion.
I try. Sometimes yeah. I'm like, I really try. But you know how we can get distracted in prayer?
See, I feel like I married up.
Nope.
Anyways, is that it?
That's all.
Okay.
Yep.
My friends, let us know your thoughts about the St. Bridget prayers. Maybe you have some personal experiences with them. Maybe not. Comment below. Share this video if you like it. And please subscribe. And have a wonderful day. St. Bridget of Sweden.
Pray for us.
See you guys.